Good morning, students. Welcome to all of you in the first session of the chapter 13, Mahatma Gandhi and the National Movements. Objective of lesson: familiarize the learner with the significance element of the nationalist movement and the nature of Gandhian leadership. Discuss how the Gandhi was perceived by the different group. Discuss how the historian need to be read and interpret the newspaper, diaries and letters as a historical sources. Introduction. Mahatma Gandhi has been regarded as the father of nation. He played a very important role in the Indian federal struggle movement. Gandhiji was the most influential and revered of all the leaders who participated in the federal struggle movement. The freedom struggle movement of 1915 to 1948 was inspired and led by the Mahatma Gandhi. He interacted with the different sections of the society. We'll be studying in this chapter a leader announced himself, non-cooperation movement, knitting a popular movement, a people's leaders, the salt satyagraha, Dandi march, dialogues, quit India movements, the last heroic day. Now, let us discuss about the Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi was born on 2nd October 1869. The birthplace was the Porbandar in Gujarat. Parents, Karamchand Gandhi and Putlibai. Spouse, marriage with the Kasturba Gandhi. Sons, Harilal, Manilal, Ramdas, Devdas. Education, Rajkot and to the England for higher study. Now, the next topic, leaders announce himself. Mahatma Gandhi, the most influential leaders at that time, who participated in the federal struggle movement of India. In January 1915, the Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi returned to the India after spending 2 decades in South Africa. It was in South Africa he first the focus on the distinctive technique of non-violence protest known as the Satyagraha and promoted harmony between the religions. On Gopal Krishna Gokhale's advice, he spent 1 year travelling around the British India to know the lands and its people. His first major public appearance was at the opening of Banaras Hindu Universities in February 1916. Here in his speech, the Gandhiji charged the Indian elites with the lack of concerns for laboring the poor. Gandhiji's speech was at the opening of Banaras Hindu Universities was a statement of intent to make the Indian nationalism more properly. Many of them venerated Gandhiji, referring to him as a Mahatma. He successfully organized the Satyagraha at Champaranya in Bihar in 1917 for the condition of the peasants who cultivated indigo. In 1918, he started the Satyagraha to increase the wages of Ahmedabad mill workers by 35%. In 1918, he also organized the peasants' movement to remit the revenue in Kheda. In 1919, the Gandhiji called a countrywide campaign against the Rolex Act. It was the Rolex Satyagraha that made Gandhiji truly the national leader. Again, the question can be asked, what was the Rolex Satyagraha? In the Rolex Satyagraha, In 1919, Gandhiji started the Satyagraha movement against the Rowlatt Act that the British India had just passed. In April 1919, there were a number of demonstrations and hartal in the countryside against this act. Again, the question can be asked, this Rowlatt Satyagraha is also known as the Black Act. The Jallianwala Bagh atrocities in Amritsar on the Baisakhi day were the part of this repression. On learning about the Jallianwala Bagh incidents, the Rabindranath Tagore expressed the pain and anger of the country by renouncing his knighthood. During the Rowlatt Satyagraha, the participants tried to ensure the Hindus and Muslims were united in the fight against the British rule. Next topic, non-cooperation movement. After the Jallianwala Bagh incident and the protest, Gandhiji called for a campaign for non-cooperation movement against the British rule. Indians who wished the colonialism to end were asked to stop attending the school, colleges and law courts and not to pay the taxes. To further broaden the struggle, he had joined hand with the Khilafat movement that sought to restore the caliphate. In September 1919, under the leadership of Ali Brothers, All India Khilafat Committee was formed. Then what was the constructive program of non-cooperation movement? Encouragement of the national school and institution, promotion of indigenous goods, popularization of the charkas and khadis, prohibition of the liquors, boycott programs, surrender of the honors and titles, non-payment of taxes, boycott of election. The next topic, knitting the popular movement. Gandhiji hoped that by coupling the non-cooperation movement with the Khilafat movement, India's two major religious communities, Hindus and Muslims, could collectively bring an end to the colonial rule. The Khilafat agitation was led by two brothers, Muhammad Ali and Shaukat Ali. Gandhi supported their call and argued Congress campaign against the Jallianwala Bagh incident, the Khilafat wrong, and demand Swaraj. During the year 1921-22, the non-cooperation movements gained very much momentum. Non-cooperation movement and Khilafat movement agitation led Hindu and Muslim unity. The thousands of students left government school, lawyers left their practices, government titles were surrendered to support the non-cooperation movement. A people's leader, Gandhi made the freedom struggle and the national movement representation of masses. The movement transferred from elite to the peasant, working class, and impasses every section of the society. People started venerating Gandhiji, referring to him as a Mahatma. People started appreciating the fact that Gandhiji liked them, dressed like them, spoke their language, stand with them, empathize with them, and identify with them. Gandhiji went among the people in the simple dhotis. He spent some of the part of each day working on the charkha and encouraged the other nationalists to do likewise. The act of the spinning helped in breaking the traditional caste system and distinction between the mental labor and the manual labor. Gandhiji appealed to the peasant as a savior who came save them from the oppressive taxes. official and restore the dignity and autonomy to their life. Gandhi's ascetics lifestyle, love of working with the hand, deep empathy for the poor and the peasant, own him, the follower of irrespective of the caste, creeds and religion. A series of the Praja Mandal were established to promote the nationalist creed in the princely state. Gandhiji stressed the use of mother tongue in the communication as the provincial Congress committee were based on the linguistic region. Many industrialist enterpriser businessmen started supporting the Congress and Gandhiji. Mahatma Gandhi was released from the prison in 1924 and now chose to the devote his attention to the promotion of the homespun khadi and abolition of untouchability. He believed that the India need to be free from the evils of untouchability, child marriage, to cultivate the genuine tolerance for one another and religious harmony. He stressed the Indian need to be the self-reliant on the economic front, so he promoted the khadi and was against the mill-made cloth. Now the salt satyagraha. In 1928, there was an anti-Simon Commission movement in India in which the Lala Lajpat Rai was brutally lathi-charged and later he succumbed to it. In the year 1928, the another famous Bardoli Satyagraha took place. So, again by the year 1928, the political activities started prevailing in India. In 1929, the Congress session was held at Lahore and Nehru was elected as its president. In this session, the Purna Swaraj was proclaimed as motto, and on the 26th January 1930, Republic Day was observed. Now some of the assignment for student. Where the Mahatma Gandhi did use the Satyagraha for the first time? When Gandhiji took back the non-cooperation movement? Why the Rowlatt Act was called as the Black Act? Why did the Mahatma Gandhi went to adopt the policy of non-cooperation movement against the British rule? When and where the Purna Swaraj formally proclaimed? Thank you very much.